listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want everybody to repeat after me that same saying. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy does today, guess what? No matter what the enemy does today, no matter what the enemy does today, guess what? We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. I know there's a lot of turkeys got killed. A lot of turkeys been ate, macaroni, cheese, collard greens, and dressing. I know there's a lot of people sitting back today full, but now it's time for to get the real word, the real food that we need, and that is the word of God. And it is the true word of God by Apostle Vernon Whitaker and my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker. Oh, we are here today just to bring you the word, the true word. And you can reach us at 772-777-4431, and that is at the church. And our website, if you want to go to our website, is church5, church, F-I-V-E, 5.com. And our Sunday morning services start at 10:30 on Sunday morning for our Sunday school. And our morning worship starts at 11:30. And our Bible study starts at 7:30 on Wednesday night. And you can also hear us on Sunday morning on the blogtalkradio.com/ Apostle Vernon Whitaker, and we will be on at 11:30. If you need prayer today, you can reach us at the radio station, WCNO, and you can dial that number locally at 772-221-1100. And if you are out of state, out of town, you want to dial, they do have a toll-free number. It's 1-888-221-8990. And if you would like to send us a donation to keep this program on the air, you can send a donation at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. That is the location of the church. If you want to come on Sunday mornings and worship with us and have a hallelujah good time in praising God, amen. If you're sick, we know that we can get you well. If you are heartbroken, we know that we can fix your heart. If you need deliverance, we know that we will deliver you. And that's what we do. We are a deliverance church. And we do deliver, and we do fix hearts, and we do help those that are going through that can get through it. And our email address is firstchurch12@gmail.com. You can send us an email and tell us how the program is helping you, how we can even improve in the program. And we would like to thank Treasure Coast Discovery Daycare at 2855 Southwest Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And you can reach them at 772-323-0010. And we also would like to thank Robert Joseph, Remed Pharmacy, for being an underwriter of this program, The True Word of God. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-333-2740 for all your medical needs. Amen. We are going to talk about a topic that I think that really need to be addressed. And this topic, I think, will cover everybody, whether you are a child of God or not a child of God. But it's something that the Bible teach us and tell us that we, as children of God, on how we shall act when somebody does us wrong. There's certain ways that we supposed to act, and we just can't act no any kind of way if you say that you are a child of God. And some people think that they can do it and say whatever they want to say because you are, say you're a child of God. But God teaches us how should we should act, and teaches us how what we should say and how we should say it and how we should conduct ourselves and how we should look and everything that we need. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. And I'm going to give you a full scripture that we're going to go through. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read verses, start with verse 23. And it says, therefore, if thou bringest thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother have an ought against thee, leave thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first, be reconciled to thy brother, then come and offer the gift. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 18 and see what that says. Matthew chapter 18, and we're going to read verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother should trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee, him alone. If he should hear thee, then thou have gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that is in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Now, let's go to Mark, and we're going to see what Mark says. We're going to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, and we're going to read verse number 25. When you stand praying, forgive. If you have an ought against any, that your Father also in heaven may forgive you your transgression, your trespassing. So now, we are talking about forgiveness. There's something that we need to understand. And let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. It says, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, thou rememberest that thy brother has an ought against thee, leave thee thy gift before the altar, go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, then come and offer thy gift. Now, this is what the Bible is telling us. Before you go and ask God to forgive you, and you got to go and get it right with your brother.
Amen. Pastor, Apostle Whitaker, before you go to verse 22, I just want to go back, and I just want to kind of recap on verse 22. He says, but I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Rica, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. And that word Rica means what? Empty or senseless.
Yes.
The senseless one.
Yes.
So I like what the word of God is telling us this morning, because how can we go out and we're talking to our brother or our sister, and we have an anger in our heart against them, and they don't know what was said or what was did to them, but they're angry for nothing.
Yes.
But we're harboring this hurt. Somebody could have said something that was misunderstood, and we hold these things in our heart, and yet and still we say that we're a child of God, but we don't know how to forgive.
Yes. You know, I think it all stems, and it all should start from the leaders that's in the church, because we do have some leaders that are still angry or still mad with other leaders, or they think that somebody have done something to them, and they get around their church members, and they be talking about other leaders and about other pastors and what this one did and what that one did, but yet they want to stand in the pulpit and they want to teach on forgiveness, but yet they have not forgave themselves. So how can you teach somebody or tell somebody to forgive when you are not talking, you're not forgiving yourself. And I like what it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 25. It says that when you stand praying, forgive. If you have an ought against that brother, that your Father also in heaven may forgive you. So now, if you don't forgive that person that done you wrong, but see, here's the problem. It's not, if you read what the word says, it says, if you have an ought against your brother. So if your brother, if you did something to your brother or your brother did something to you, then you got to go out and let him know what he done wrong. Because sometimes people can do something to you, and sometimes they don't even know that they offend you. They don't know that they hurt you. But yet you harbor that on the inside. And now your attitude changed against that person. Now you begin to get be hateful and grudge mental, and you begin to talk about that person, yet because you had a misunderstanding. So now this is where we need to be able to go to our brothers. And the Bible says if he don't hear you, then you go with two witnesses. Two or three other folks so that it can be established what he have done. And sometimes, and even I know sometimes we can say things and don't realize that we have hurt somebody. Instead of them saying, well, you know, what you said, you know, it offended me, or what you said, you know, it hurt me. What they'll do, they will walk away. Come on now, somebody.
Walk away hurt.
Mm-hmm. Now they begin to talk about you or say things or have that in your heart. But one thing I know about unforgiveness, you got to understand your church, unforgiveness, if you don't forgive nobody, that person have power over you.
That's right.
Come on now. You sitting home, you all mad, you all upset, you trying to sit and you trying to plot some kind of way how you can get revenge on that person. And that person's going about their business, having such a good time, ain't thought about you, and is not even thinking about you. But yet, you can't even have no fun. You can't even show no smile. Why? Because you got something in your heart. So we need to understand what God is trying to tell us. We need to be able to release that unforgiveness on the inside so that we can have joy. We need to understand that we got to forgive. The Bible always tells us what we should do if somebody hurt us. What we should do, how we should act. Don't you know that God cares how we treat each other? Especially the children of God. And that's why a lot of people don't want to come to church. Let's be real about it. Because of some of the peoples in the church of God.
In the church. The ones that are preaching and teaching, the leaders, the Sunday school teachers, the deacons, the deaconesses, let's go down, let's take roll call this morning, because see all these leadership positions that are in the church, you think because of your title and your position that you can walk all over people's feelings. You can't do that. These are sinners. These are people that are coming to the house of God looking for healing. They're looking for love. They can't find it in the world, so they come to the church and they're looking for love in the church. But then you show them the same attitude that they get out there in the world. So now what are we doing? We are confusing people about where they should be.
Yes.
So if I go to church and people are treating me this way, then I might as well stay where I am, because I was comfortable where I was. Yes. But I somebody told me that there was love in the church.
Come on now.
There was forgiveness in the church.
Yeah.
There was peace. There was joy. There was the fruits of the spirit in the church.
Come on now.
But then when I go to church, I don't see this.
Yes.
The people are not showing the fruits of the spirit.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So what does it do? It just drives me away.
Mm. Yeah, especially when a person come to your church and see the members bickering and the members arguing and the members talking about each other. How you going to show love? Where is the unforgiveness? So how can we teach the world to be forgiven and when we're not forgiving each other?
Exactly, come on now. Apostle.
You know, we know the people sitting in. I ain't talking about the sinners. I'm talking about this goes on in the house of God. So now it needs to start from the head. And the head should be able to put a stop to a lot of stuff that goes on in the church. But if the head of the church is in the same boat as the members, then how can he stop it? So what I look like coming in, getting my members, and talking about another member in my church to another member? Come on now.
Now, and go back to verse 22. It says, you know, we are in danger of the council. Let's see here. It says, without cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. Who's the council?
God council. That's who danger is. Because if you look at Mark 11, what he said, if you don't forgive, how you think God going to forgive you?
Come on.
Come on now. So if you want God to forgive you, that means that you got to learn how to forgive. I know I hear a lot of people say, well, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. What kind of mess is that?
That's not according to the Come word of God. Now. That's not biblical. That's Come not scripture. If you're going to forgive, you got to forgive and forget. I know sometimes it's hard to forget because somebody really damaged our feelings. They just took our feelings and they just walked all over them, trampled. And some things you just can't forget.
Yeah.
But if you want to show love. And forgiveness, then you have to learn how to love even though, I want to say, let's get past that. In order to get past it, you have to begin to show love. To do what? To break the power of that hold that person have over you.
Yes, yes.
So forgiveness is a big key here. We all preach and say forgiveness, but we don't forgive. We still have that little thing in our heart that keeps us from really moving forward.
Yes, yes. And Pastor, you know as well as I know that we have a lot of people that come in and out of churches, and we meet a lot of pastors. And sometimes they do hurt us, but yet we, as leaders, we must learn how to, like I say, forget and move on.
Forgive and forget.
So we have to forgive. And then guess what? Them same people that hurt, guess what? They come right back to you again.
They come back.
So now, how you going to act? Now, you know the person have done you wrong. You know the person have hurt you, but yet they come and yet they be wanting prayer. Can you pray for me? I mean, you can't pray for nobody if you don't forget. If you can't pray for nobody, if you don't forgive it, you may pray, but guess what? You ain't going to put no heart in it. You ain't going to put no soul in it. You just going to say some words. So now what we got to understand, if you want God to forgive you, this is what the word said, that you got to learn how to forgive others in order for God to forgive you.
Apostle, I want to say this.
Go ahead.
A lot of times when you speak the truth, when you stand for righteousness,
yes.
A lot of times people don't think that we see through the problem.
Yes.
You know, they want to con, so to speak. Yes, I'm going to just put it on out there. Yes. I want to be real about this thing. Because, see, these are some things that people need to be delivered of.
Yes.
You think because you are trying to con the man and woman of God to do something your way.
Yes.
They're underhanded. They're coming to you, first of all, underhanded and deceitful.
Yes.
And they think that you don't see behind what they're trying to do, the manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
So because they can't manipulate you.
Yes.
They get angry with you.
Yes, they do.
Because you can see through all the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So because I can see, I'm not, I have to say what I have to say because I stand for righteousness.
Yes.
And I know the way that God is taking us down that path that God has taken us. A lot of times our vision is not somebody else's vision.
Yes, right.
Or
right.
Their vision is not our vision.
Yes.
But does that prevent us from fellowshipping with each other?
It shouldn't.
If we say that we serve the same God, that we love God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and a lot of people preach that, but we're in the body of Christ. So just because my vision is different from your vision, it doesn't mean that, you know, I separate myself. Let's bring the visions together. Let's see how we can work this thing together. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get angry because of somebody else's vision.
Yes.
We're supposed to connect.
We're
supposed to help each other, love each other, support each other, build each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at some of these pastors.
Yes.
And they preach all of this.
Yes.
But then they go south on you.
You sure will. In a heartbeat.
They turn on you.
Yes. Yeah. So then when they turn on us, then we still have to be able to forgive them because they know not what they do. That's what Jesus said.
That's what Jesus said.
They know not what they do.
They know not what they do.
They know not what they do. So, but yet and still, when they do come, we still have to forgive them and forget. But yet when they come back, we still have to embrace them.
That's right. That's
we still have to embrace those that hurt you. We still have to embrace those that don't, that dislike you. We still have to embrace those that hate us. And that's what Jesus told us that we have to do. So in order for me to embrace somebody who don't like me or somebody who hate me, guess what? First of all, I have to forgive them and not look at them, but yet I have to look over them and look beyond what they are doing. So in order for me, come on now, in order for me to get right with God, guess what? Then I have to be forgiven. So if I offend somebody, and I know I have offended somebody, then the Bible says that I must go to that brother and get it right before I can get it right with God.
That's right.
Why he said, leave your gift. In other words, if you want to ask for forgiveness of sin for yourself and you know you hurt somebody, you got to get up from the altar. Come on now. He didn't say that he wouldn't accept your worship, but you got to get up and go to your brother, because that same brother may be praying or may be asking God, say, hey, I know this pastor, he done me wrong, but yet I don't like it. So now God going to hold you responsible for what you have done.
That's
so
right.
So before that brother goes to God, that's what you got to go to God first.
First, that's
come
right.
On now.
See, the one thing about it, God cares how we treat other people.
He cares.
Each other.
Yes.
We can't continue to fight amongst each other, because what is that showing the world?
Yes.
That's why people have lost so much faith in the church today.
Yes, yes.
Because they see each other. It's all commercialized.
Yes, it is.
Religion or the word of God is commercialized. Everybody wants something for nothing, and they will walk all over you to get it.
Yes, they will.
But because you don't see things the way they see things, you might see things the righteous way. God said, there's somebody out there that's going to serve me for real.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to serve God for real. Yeah. I don't care how people feel, what they say, how they think about me. I'm going to serve God for real. Mm-hmm. It is not about the money. It's about people's soul.
Yes.
If I can store my crown, my gems up.
Yes, yes.
Then that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to store my timber up so that when God called me home, he can say, daughter, work well done.
Well done. Yes.
I can't stand before God for my brother who has an ought against me.
Yes.
I got to stand before Christ for myself.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to stand before Christ for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe on this word that you're preaching and stop sugarcoating and bickering and fighting with your sisters and brothers and get on the bandwagon. Help them. Encourage them.
That's what you
motivate them.
Yes.
Push them.
Yes. Yeah. Because the greatest commandment that is in the Bible, that we should love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with everything that we got. Then it goes on, Jesus said, now the second greatest command is that we should love our
neighbors
as we love ourselves. So in that love, it got to be some forgiveness. So now how can you say that you are a child of God, come on somebody, and you don't show no love, you don't show no forgiveness? How can you say that I love God, but yet I won't forgive my neighbor next door to me? Come on, somebody. How can you say that you love God, come on now, and you trying to get into heaven, but yet you got an ought against somebody? You got an ought even against your pastor. You got an ought even against the first lady, but yet you won't go and say nothing. You'd rather sit there, hold that mess in, and talk about the man or woman of God. Or talk about your fellow neighbor. That is not right. So now, how you think God going to forgive you?
Ah, come on now.
If you don't forgive nobody.
That's right.
See,
we
got to get this thing right.
And another thing, Apostle, how can we say that we pray?
Come on now.
I'm going to repeat that. How can we say that we pray?
Yes.
And we want to enter the different levels.
Come on now.
To get to Christ.
Yes.
But we have not forgiven through our prayers, genuinely. So how can I enter the inner court?
Yes.
If I say that I prayed and forgave my brother when I can't even forgive myself on the outer court.
That's right. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
See, this thing is not about you.
Mm.
this thing is about the love of God, forgiveness, seeking God for real.
Yes.
It is because God cares how people feels that Jesus warned us to make things right with our brother who has something against us before we offer any gifts to God.
That's right. You got to get
we
it
can't
right.
offer nothing to God if we don't get ourselves right.
Nothing. So we got to understand when I get on my knees and I say I'll forgive somebody, it has to come from the heart, not from the lip service. Sometimes we'll do that and thinking that we just going to please God, but the Bible says God knows our heart. God knows our thought. So if you say you're going to forgive somebody, you have to be truly, I say truly, truly in the forgiveness point of your life in order for you to move on. And a lot of people cannot move on because they have not forgiven. They have not forgiven what somebody done. That will stagnate you. That would hold you back. That would keep you from moving forward. Now, you may act like you're moving forward. You may think that you're moving forward. But if you have not forgiven in your heart, guess what? You ain't going nowhere.
Gonna stay the same.
You're going to stay the same. And God is not going to accept that until you get it right. And that's one thing that I had to understand in my life in order for me to get right with God. It was some stuff that I had to forgive somebody. And some things that I done, and I had to ask forgiveness of my own self in order for me to move on.
That's right. That's right.
It ain't no shame in asking somebody to forgive me. And when I meet somebody on the street that I know I done wrong, the first thing I tell them, will you please forgive me? Because I done you wrong. And they'll look at me, yeah, please forgive me.
And they still remember.
They still remember that. Please forgive me. I know I done you wrong. Please forgive me. So we got to learn how to forgive in order for God to forgive us so that we can move on, come on somebody, so that we can have some love, because you can't show love if you ain't forgiving it. If that mess and that malice is still in your heart, guess what? Love ain't coming out. I'm sorry to say it. You can act like it, but the true love ain't coming out. You know, you got some people that they pretend that they love you until you turn your back, and they'll take them knives and they'll stab you every time. So I know when somebody genuine love me and when somebody don't. Come on, somebody. I can tell genuine love. You can tell it. Come on, church. You can tell it. You can tell it.
That's
but we
right.
got to learn how to forgive.
Amen. Amen.
We got to learn so, how to
so,
forgive.
So, saints, you know, we know that the word of God was not written for the sinners. It was written for us.
Yes.
We need to take every part of this word, and we need to what? Eat the scroll.
Eat the scroll.
So God can cause changes in our lives.
Yes.
Love, the fruits of the Spirit. Let's learn to walk in the fruits of the Spirit with our sisters and brothers.
Yes.
Let's help encourage them, build them up.
Mm.
Don't talk about them.
Mm.
Love on them.
Yeah, because you know when you get to heaven.
We're going to meet them same people, some
Ooh,
of us.
Yes. And they got the old saying, you better be careful who you stepping on going up. Because them same people you might be needing on the way coming down.
Amen, amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Come on, one more time. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice
and be glad in it.
This is Apostle Brandon Whitaker and my lovely wife, Prophetess Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you're not doing anything this Sunday, come on out and fellowship with us. Come on out. And let us all worship the true and living God. Once again, this is First Church Fivefold Fellowship. Apostle Vernon Whitaker and my lovely wife, Prophetess and Pastor Betty Whitaker. Thank you for listening to the true word of God. We are